Hi, my name is Hans Peter Meyer, and I'm the host of the Men's Work Podcast, where you'll find interviews with men and with women. You'll find yoga classes, you'll find reflections, you'll find a lot of material to hopefully help you move through the tests that life has handed you: end of marriage, loss of job, marital relationship stress, fatherhood, just being overwhelmed. It's a lot. So listen, if you need to talk, I've got no charge mini coaching sessions at menswork.ca. Enjoy the show. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you joining us, Fripo. I believe you're in the interior, is that right, of BC? Cut off from us on the coast by physical means, but through the power of the internet, we're connected. So, Ryan, again, my apologies. I thought I had emailed that link to you, but you're here, so thanks for being here. And Peter, we haven't met, I don't believe, so welcome. I think we're going to get one or two more people on this. If you can just, in the chat section there, just type in where you are, and that'll give us some of that lovely information. Hey, Jason. Okay, so where is chat? I don't see chat. Chat's not important. Seven o'clock. Pacific time. My name is Hans Peter Meyer. This is my co-host tonight, Amsong Prouten. I'll do a bit longer intro to Amsong in a minute. Right now, I just want you to close your eyes and make yourself really present. And you're going to do that by following a very short guided meditation. And I'm going to close tonight with a little bit longer guided meditation. So close your eyes, sitting up tall, lining up the crown of your head through your neck, to the back of your shoulder blades. Your belly, back of your belly, through your genitals, the base of your spine or your perineum there. So this nice tall column, breathing long and deep through your nose. And as you breathe, making the top of your throat soft so that it's almost like a snoring sound you're making. And you're breathing into the soft belly, making your belly round. And just for a second before you exhale, just letting that round belly settle down into your pelvis. And then as you exhale, imagine that you're exhaling up your spine. So just gently extending your spine. And then as you inhale, imagine that you're, while the breath is going down that central column, that the front of your body is being bathed in this energy you're bringing in. So you're just opening up your chest, opening up your belly, letting your belly get round, letting it settle down into your pelvis, exhaling up the spine. Your eyes are closed. We're just going to do that for a couple of minutes. Always checking in on your spine being straight. So just maybe tucking your chin in a little bit to lengthen the back of your neck. Gently rolling your shoulders a little bit so that softens. really bringing your attention to softening the front of your body. One of my teachers talks about one of our strengths as men is as defenders. But often we are so often in a defensive mode that we have protected ourselves from feeling. So right now, as you breathe deeply into your belly, as you inhale and soften the front of your body, just letting go of those defenses. And knowing that you're going to hear things that are familiar, you may hear things that are strange, unfamiliar, but just for an hour, you don't have to defend yourself. Ideas or your identity. Just let all this information move through you and around you. And at the end of the hour, you can, if you choose to, you can put back your defenses and take what you like and leave the rest and go forward. And I'm really curious to hear from people days afterwards how they've taken what they've heard here and brought it into the practice of everyday life. So please send me a note if you feel that way inclined. Okay, taking one more breath cycle and then opening your eyes. Again, thank you for being here. I started a series of conversations called Men's Work on Wednesday evenings. I'm not sure when that was, quite a while ago, with Aum Song, with a couple of other people. And I'm really happy to have Aum Song back. Aum Song is a men's sex coach and among other things. And I thought it was really appropriate for her to be the person talking, well, to bring some perspective to this. It's an issue that keeps coming up, which is for us men who find ourselves in any length of relationship, the play of sexuality changes. And most often we are like super fucking frustrated by it. We don't know what to do. If you are, and I realized I was lucky. I've had four what I would call medium to long-term relationships. So I've had the experience of going through this and I know this dynamic. I hope I'm learning some things to mitigate it, but I know that it's a real thing and happens to all of us. So Aum Song, do you wanna say anything about yourself before I give you the floor? Oh, one more thing about format. So Aum Song is going to talk for a bit. I'll ask her some questions and then I'm going to open it up to you guys to ask questions. If you have questions, use the raise the hand function. There's a, on the bottom of your screen, there's a reactions button. In that you'll see the raise the hand thing. And just keep it raised until I call on you and then unmute yourself and then take the hand down. And we'll go through it that way. And be mindful that other people may want to speak, so yeah, be courteous. Okay, Aum Song, it's all yours.
Great, thank you. Hello, everybody. It is so fantastic to be here and to get to share with you. And as I was driving here, what flashed through my head was that there is so much suffering in not understanding each other, and there is so much suffering in not understanding ourselves. And for me, that's kind of, I would say that's part of the core of what drives me in doing the work that I do, is how do we learn to get to know ourselves and each other so that we don't have to feed into this continuous suffering. Find freedom.
Okay.
And I wanted to open by sharing this piece with you that I wrote around my own experience in this. As a lover to a woman, you have an incredible opportunity to guide her into her body with your presence and your touch. Guiding her into her body, a place that may be unfamiliar, unsafe, and uncomfortable. As I was doing my own work to feel safe in my body, healing the wounds and traumas of being in a female body that I didn't understand, I also had a lover that could feel me and hold space for me to come home into my body and experience pleasure. In my past, I felt shame that there was something wrong with me because I didn't feel much pleasure or sex just hurt. Sex was painful or boring. And so I felt more shame because surely there was something wrong with me if I didn't enjoy sex. Not to mention the relationship conflict that would come up in that. To have a partner that could feel me leave my body when we were having sex and hold space for me to come back into my body was mind-blowing. Yes, men, it's work. I often hear people don't want to put in the effort. They want to change, and yet at the same time, don't want to make the changes. Change, even if it's amazing, can be scary and uncomfortable. Myself, I knew I wanted something different, yet I didn't feel it possible. So I didn't try. What's the point? The point is, yes, it is possible to have new experiences. It is possible to have pleasure during sex and in all aspects of life. Yes, you can feel safe in your body. It's worth the work. It's never too late. It took me till I was 40 to finally come home into my body and experience sex and pleasure as I had always longed for. Pleasure I knew was possible. I just wasn't able to access it until I felt safe. I know there's a lot of us out there, women in our 40s, longing for a new experience of sex, to feel safe in our skin, safe to feel pleasure and experience pleasure, safe to be all we are and held in our strength and in our vulnerability. And so this is where I really want to open up the conversation around how do we work with each other so that we can feel each other. And I think of the years of pain and struggle being in a relationship where neither of us really understood each other. There was a lot of blame, there was a lot of misunderstanding. There was that sense of helplessness in myself, and that place of insecurities and frustration that would come up in my partners in not being able to open and to feel safe. And that's why I love this title. And this has also been coming up for me in right now being single and dating and feeling like this urge to go fast and be like, nah, like, just like, I don't even know you, slow down. So there's that aspect. And then there's the deep of rushing. And then there's the other aspect of being in relationship. And it's like being in a room together, but constantly missing each other. And almost just like sliding past because there's no access point. And so it's like, I don't want to fuck if I don't feel your love. And so for a women in the feminine, there's that essence where when our hearts feel touched, that's when we can relax and our pussy can open. And which can create so much conflict because, for men, it's generally the opposite. It's when you're through sex and through the connection with your penis, that is what opens your hearts, generally. You don't want to be, this is the way. But this is often where our real conflict comes in. And so it's that constant spiral of, well, you must not love me. If you don't want to have sex, you must not love me. And that feeling of as soon as a woman feels that pressure, then she shuts down. And hence, I really want to create this ability and to create this understanding of how to have presence and to understand that it's not intentional that she's shutting down and it's not intentional for you to be shutting down. It's just really simply that miscommunication, that lack of understanding with each other. And that within that aspect of not understanding each other, it really knowing that neither of you is at fault. Like, I think the relationships that I was in, it took me until I was 40 to actually feel safe in my body and to actually really to experience sex well-being in my body instead of dissociating. Because up until that point, I always dissociated. This was such a powerful learning for me because I thought I was actually present, but it actually turned out I was only watching. And it's definitely not uncommon. And that real piece around not needing to blame anyone, and because while in a relationship like that, it can be really easy to blame each other. Which just creates suffering. And so it's like, how can we step out of that and open our hearts to each other, and recognizing that we do have these different ways of access points, but then taking things personal to just show up, for the masculine to show up in that place of presence, to hold a woman so that she can actually soften and open. And that place of recognizing that for women, generally foreplay is something that happens all day. And without that, there's not a lot of access.
Thanks. I think I'm just going to open it up to questions now. You and I have talked a lot about this, but I'm really interested in what kind of questions might be out there. So if any of you have a question, just use the raise your hand function, and let's have a look at what's going on here. Questions? I'm not seeing any hands up yet. Well, breathe off. So unmute yourself, please.
Yeah, thank you for the explanation, for the introduction. And I was going to sit here and just listen today. I think I might, or we might be in a situation that has some additional complications, in that my partner has chronic pain issues and is taking a lot of pain medication. And so we're kind of trying to figure out what is what. And because she needs the pain medication to get through the day, although obviously pain medication does what pain medication does and shuts down any feelings, physical feelings, and increasingly so. And so that is kind of like listening to you, and I'm kind of left right now with, okay, maybe there's both, right? So maybe there's the additional physical aspect where we're at. And we've tried to talk about it. Talking about these things is difficult, of course. So we're kind of both not knowing how to sort this out, like how to sort through what is physical and medicinal that can't be fixed, and what is the relationship part. So I guess I don't have a direct question. I was just like,
sounds like a good question to me. Sounds like pretty direct, and I think there's probably lots or some experience in this, not just this room, but out there around it. So, Song, do you want to respond to that?
What I would say to that is, and so you're saying it's hard to talk about it, right?
Yeah, I'm a German late 50s guy. It's not easy to talk about sex.
Fair enough. I get it. It's challenging. I mean, it took me most of my life so far to be able to feel comfortable to talk about it. As soon as you're talking, I just tapped into the beauty of just simply being able to hold her, and you know, there's all this pain and there's all the medication and all these things, but there's still sensation. So where are her access points? Like, if you were to hold her, where does she like to be touched, and what would it be like to start just experimenting with her without being sexual, but to start bringing this like curiosity into your connection, your curiosity into her heart, and look at what are the things that really bring her joy and to help her blossom. And then from that point, that's gonna start, will give you access to her heart and to her body. But as you were talking, for me, I just got these body sensations of like, ooh, you know what I would want is I would want you to hold me gently and gently caress me. And like the incredible beauty of just being able to be touched and caressed will probably open her. And at least it'll start not necessarily a verbal conversation, but it'll start a conversation between the two of you that can move in different directions.
And I'm going to add to this that, so I'm in an interesting relationship with a woman who hardly speaks, not because she can't speak, but it's just not her, not who she is. So a lot of how I communicate with her, I mean, and this has been a long, beautiful, but it's also been frustrating process for me, mostly frustrating as I run up against my own expectations. Just learning how to notice what it is that she's telling me without her using words, without her even being obvious about it. And something else that, you know, we haven't talked about here is just, for most of us men, sex is a very much a genital, basically driven by our dick. You know, we want to penetrate. We have a hard time imagining sexual pleasure outside of that. You know, maybe we can understand that she likes to be touched in certain ways and stuff, but but we're different, really different bodies, and we have really different relationship to what sex is. Like, we call it sex and we call it orgasm, but as far as I'm concerned, they're really different animals living in different bodies. And what Amsong said about, like, just starting by holding her and becoming acquainted with her body in a way you never have known. So in some ways, and I mean, your partner is, yeah, she's unique. She's got her own, you know, medical, physical, psychological issues, and so do you. But there's also this opportunity for you because she has to do, because you have to handle her differently. Now you actually get to know her potentially in a deeper and more lovely way. So rather than, and again, I would encourage you, I mean, it's frustrating what you're going through. I don't want to diminish that, but you have the opportunity to create a whole new dialogue that doesn't involve words. It doesn't even involve thinking about sex. It involves, as Amsong said, like, just getting to know her body in a new way.
Thank you.
My 4 cents on that topic.
Mm-hmm. And what I was also just flashing on as you were talking, Hans, is that, you know, also remembering the aspect that, again, you know, for women, we store our stress in our vagina often. And so hence that can also be a very sensitive, tender, painful area, and an area to really approach gently and not too fast. Because when the vagina is actually fully turned on and aroused, it becomes very soft and supple. But that takes time, and if that's rushed, there will be and it's already or tight to begin with, it's gonna be pain, and then that's just gonna start feeding that pain loop, and then sex is, you know, it's hard to want to actually feel that. And so by actually taking the time to really hold her, feel her, and have that part of her body fully open, that will also create a new experience. Because most often women are entered too early without any of us knowing any better.
Okay, thank you.
I talked about trying to separate the medicine or the chemicals from the body. That's my rough interpretation of what you said. I would say you are basically being given a new situation created by all of that stuff. And now you get to step up to the plate. Now you get to be the master lover of this new body mind thing that your woman is presenting you. And it's an exploration, and it's you're going to run up against yourself all the time, because you, like Amsong said, at some part of you, and I know this because this is some part of me, I want to enter way too early, like, you know, way too early. I read a post, if you're on Facebook, check out Yoga of Intimacy with Justin Patrick Pierce and his partner London. He wrote, he just asked a question about what women need, and this one woman's response was, all those responses are great, but she basically said, I don't want to be entered until I am begging for it. I don't know if I would have the strength of the willpower to wait that long. Like, it's my body still wants to do the monkey body thing. I want to get in there way too early. And when I do that, then I pay the consequences of lost trust and her pain, et cetera, et cetera. Fritoff, did you have anything more you wanted to ask?
No, thank you. That gives me a lot to think about.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for showing up, and thanks for your question. Peter, can you, you're the next on the list. And then Jason, I've got you. So Peter, unmute, and your comment or your question for Amsong or me.
Good evening, and nice to meet you there, Hans. Amazing second name you have there, by the way. It was just so serendipitous, and Amsong, it's really good to see you again. It's been way too long since we've been close to each other and had some conversations. We had some good ones. God, that was a long time ago. In Gastown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At Julie's event.
Yeah,
staying connected on Facecrack, fortunately, so that's good. And thank you so much for bringing this to the forefront tonight. That was some good stuff there. I hadn't thought of some of that that came in from Freethoff and great response from you guys. My question, I don't know if it's a question or not. I've been really, really aware of what you guys just talked about with entering too early and, you know, oodles and oodles of like all day long foreplay, et cetera. And so that's been sort of part of my realm. I've actually had some really amazing sexual experiences that had nothing to do with penetration whatsoever. And they were hours long, and been fortunate to be involved in de-armoring and energetic orgasm, and have learned those things and discovered such a higher plane than, you know, just getting off and ejaculating. But I think the biggest thing, I kind of go running around in circles here a little bit, but I think the thing for me nowadays is being in that place of looking for those signs from a woman and recognizing them and going slow and waiting for, you know, the hell yes, put it in me now kind of thing. But what I've gotten feedback on now from a couple of women that I've, you know, really had a kind of a thing for and, you know, talked about it, and it never really went anywhere. And then we had a chance to discuss it later, and it was, what came up was, well, you weren't forthright enough from that masculine, you know, not necessarily actually penetrating, but from that penetrating point of view. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting feedback because it's a weird balance nowadays of trying to, you know, and I've been told lots of times in ceremony, lodge, and all sorts of things of how that I really hold the masculine, the powerful masculine, really well. And yet it doesn't seem to show up in personal relationships. So I don't know what the question is in there. Like, how do I navigate that? Maybe that's the question in there. Mm-hmm.
Super great question, Peter. And then, and so I guess my thought would be, I mean, it's so tricky because right now my experience is the opposite, is the men that I'm meeting just want to go so fast. And so I'd be curious, like, what, if you could feel into those moments, what do you think that you could have done differently?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Would you guys be interested in doing a little practice right here? Like just.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Would you be open for that, Peter?
Sure. Let's do it.
So, can you see Amsong, Peter? Can you look into her left eye?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm on a phone, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna pin her. No, I can't. I'm not gonna pin her. I'm gonna unpin you so that. Okay, can you see her now?
Yeah, I can see her. It like. Yeah, I'm only on my phone. I've got, and I apologize for all the moving around. I got real technology issues here right now.
That's fine. As long as you can see her face. You can see her face,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I can see her face fine, yeah.
Okay, so what I want you to do right now is I'm going to guide you through something, and you're going to stop talking, and you're just going to do what I tell you to do, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to sit up straight.
Well, I'm going to try. This is like I said, I'm having
technological issues
and on my phone, so I'll see if I can.
You need to stop talking. Yeah. You need to become really still. Whatever you need to do, you do it. You don't talk about it, okay? You start breathing deep into your belly. Roll your shoulders back gently. Now bring yourself into your most masculine posture. All the while you are maintaining your eye contact with Aum Sung. Even when she looks away at the dog, you are there. I'm going to pin you again, because now I want to focus on you. Okay, so just keep breathing still. Okay, so now you are in front of a woman, and what you want to do is penetrate her with your presence, not with your horniness, not with your demand, but just with your presence. You want to let her know that she is safe, that she has your full attention. You don't have other thoughts running through your head. You don't have a tight shoulder. You don't have tight belly. You're just going to stay there now. Stay and keep deepening your presence. Making sure that your spine is nice and straight without being stiff. You're relaxed. The front of your body is wide open. Now you're gonna open your heart. Open your belly. And as you breathe in and you fill that belly and fill that heart space, you're just going to hold it for a second and now push that energy forward towards Aum Sung so that she can start feeling you. Now, I don't know about anybody else who's watching this, but there's been a nice little change in Peter's presence. Now, Aum Sung, do you want to coach him into how... Now again, Peter, what she's going to tell you is from her perspective, from this particular woman's body, it'll be different for every woman that you encounter. But there will be something in what she says that you will know is true, and you will be able to take that to the next time that you're with a woman where you feel attraction. So Aum Sung, any coaching you want to do right now. We'll do this for a few more minutes and then we'll take a break. So does he feel safe to you, Aum Sung?
I would like to feel your heart more. Maybe your like chin to your head to kind of soften a little bit. But like, yeah, just to relax your body a little bit. Being present doesn't mean being stiff, it just means being present and soft and loving. Invite you to imagine what it would feel like if I was sitting right in front of you in person. Mm-hmm. What are you feeling in your body right now?
Don't talk about it, just feel it. Stay connected with her. Stay connected with her and feel what's in your body.
would it be like to say I love you through your body? How would you like to make me feel safe through your body? To help me know I'm safe.
Okay, so one of the things here is you can't move until she moves. I'm going to step in here now. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome. I know Amsong knows me and hugs, so that had to come out, regardless if I wasn't allowed to move.
But it's also one of the things that we do. You know, not only do we enter too soon, but we touch too soon. So it's almost like everything that we do as men is too soon. So if you're lucky and you've got somebody who will hang in there as you learn to slow the fuck down, like not just you, but to me, I'm saying to me.
Okay? I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So that's, you know, but that's the practice is what, so you asked why when I'm in this situation doesn't, I'm assuming that you're saying it, why doesn't it turn into sexual intimacy or sexual activity?
Not even sexual, just intimacy.
Okay. You know, yeah. So this woman gave you feedback about you not, like that she wanted something from you. So it's just, that's just part of the conversation. So
yeah.
Again, like, so you have this conversation, you think you failed. She tells you you didn't do something. And that's actually just the continuation of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as she tells you that it's, and again, like this is what we do. We kind of like, oh, I failed. Oh, instead of like, oh, that's interesting. And then dropping into our presence and then actually trying to deliver what's been asked. And also knowing that whatever she asks for isn't really what she wants. It's her best guess at putting it into words. Mm-hmm. We're always interpreting something deeper than what the words say. I mean, there's obvious things like no, you know, stick it in me, okay, you know. Some things are fairly straightforward, but lots of times the words are just the best tool that's available, except that her body will be communicating something that might be different than what her words are. And this is, yeah. You know, to go back to what Amsong read, this is where we as men play this lead. I mean, she, the feminine, the more feminine identified she is, she's going to be in some kind of a flow that is both beautiful and also confusing for her and for you. And we lead that very gently. Oh, can I touch you for a second? So I touch her shoulder and she doesn't flinch. Good news. I touch her back and you flinch now. And she flinches. It's okay. You know, so then it's like back to the shoulder and it's back here. It's like constantly. And she might say, oh, I'm comfortable, but if I'm paying attention, I notice that she's flinched, so I'll just back off.
It's that beautiful, deeper listening.
And most of us men are not very good at listening, and we're not good at listening to the silence, particularly. So to go back to your situation, you know, it's, you've had these experiences, you get feedback about having lots of masculine presence, trust that, and when the conversation comes up again, it's like, oh, that's the time to like deepen your practice. And again, listen to what else she's saying behind those words. and see where things go. You know, the whole idea of foreplay is, I think, it's wrong, because it has this idea of an endpoint. Like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna bring the flowers, the chocolate, I'm gonna take her out for dinner, and then we're gonna have sex. It's like, what else can happen? What are the million things that can happen during the day that make her feel good, make me feel good, make us feel good, and who knows where they go? And just trusting that the more we do that for her, because she actually wants to feel good, and she wants us to feel good, it's just part of who she is, especially if she's feminine identified, she actually wants to give us pleasure, wants to nourish us. So, like, how much can I give? All day long, all week long, all month long, for 5 years, you know? Like, just keep nourishing, or keep feeding that thing and watching it come back in all these different subtle ways, and not getting tied up with, you know, did I get my cock stuck, or did I come, or whatever.
That's interesting that you bring it up that way, because that really hasn't been my, I haven't had that focus for a number of years now, of having some sort of completion or endpoint or anything else. It's, you know, I've just been in the flow with the pleasure. It's
that may be why people say that you've got a really good, strong, trustworthy masculine presence, because you're not short-circuiting it. So I would say just keep doing what you're doing and deepen it and be really patient. Something amazing. You've already described things as being pretty amazing. Just trust that.
Yep.
I'm gonna go to Jason now. Thank you, Peter, and thanks for being here. You take your hand down. Jason, you're on. Unmute.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to meet you, Ansan. just listening to everything that went on with Peter there, it just made me think of, like, you know, we try to please so much sometimes that we, as the masculine, sometimes we take that blame, and, you know, if she's missing something, maybe it's not you, maybe it's her. So there's that side, just a different perspective, I think, because sometimes, you know, we want to take all that on and be that person, because we want to protect and fight and get that win in the end for everything that we stand for. Maybe there's something going on the other side. So there's that. I just wanted to add that in for Peter's side, because he looked like a pretty stand-up guy. And I had an interesting thought when you were doing the practice there, and you told him to project his heart more. And one of my favorite cartoons as a kid was Care Bears. And it made me think of when they defeat the bad guy, they link arms and they do the Care Bear stare.
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're just projecting their powers of them, each individual selves, to get to that, whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, by defeating some kind of evil or whatever it is. But, you know, so it just gave me this really fun visual of just, like, staring and giving all that projection of my own Care Bear stare to get whatever it is I feel like I need to get from the moment. Yeah, that was fun. I kind of forgot my question in the midst of all that, but my partner and I finished watching a small series on Netflix called Love, Sex, and Goop, and there's a quiz that goes along with finding your sexual blueprint, which is, I found, super fascinating, because there's so many different ways to have pleasure and without the actual sex part. And seeing people that haven't really gone there go through it, and, you know, and you're just sitting there watching them, lots of ideas come up, and then it makes you want, well, for me, I know it made me want to experiment more in different ways. But Hans and I have talked about the feminine, that you described it as the juiciness, the juice, and just watching that drip of that female in front of you, and just not saying anything, but just keeping the eyes on there and just admiring every little ounce of it, whether it's them complaining about their day or something, or having frustration in a moment, but seeing that beauty in every second of it, and just soaking it up. And I feel like I'm getting really good at that. For myself, I've noticed lots of changes in my relationship that way, and I'm sure lots of it has to do with my own work. But I got some feedback tonight at dinner about small gestures I don't even think about, and you guys were talking about foreplay, and my partner was saying how she wanted to maybe write a post about, you should get yourself a man who makes you a smoothie and starts your car in the morning before you get in it to warm it up. And I was like, well, you don't have to, you just told me, so you don't have to. Like, oh, well, maybe I want to brag about it. And yeah, it just made me feel really good, because I didn't really think anything of that. It just, you get into these routines, and just thinking ahead. I think ahead a little bit sometimes, and in cold mornings. So it's something I've been doing, and I don't think of it as foreplay, but when in that context, it makes sense. That's something that, you know, doesn't go unnoticed and is appreciated, and can lead up to feeling that love that we were talking about, of just giving that projection of what it is we want to, you know, no end point. We just being in those moments and continuing the connection through everything, not just looking for specific moments. Yeah, I totally forgot my question. I had a bit of a question somewhere in there, but
it's okay. I come back. Song, do you want to respond to him?
Absolutely.
Jason? Sorry, folks.
Message.
I just want to say that just sounds so lovely and exquisite, to be able to be there with your partner in that way. And I could see her wanting to write a post about that, because it's like, you did what? You're like going out and you're starting her car for her because it's cold in the morning. I mean, like, yeah, that's like direct connection into that. For me, I know it was like a direct connection into the feminine heart and spirit, to feel cared for, and to be made a smoothie. I mean, like, it's just incredibly delightful. So I really appreciate who you are and how you're showing up as a man in your relationship. Like, it sounds absolutely lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd definitely like to think that I've been giving myself to not just my relationship, but I think to myself. And really, Hans has been a good mentor in the last while for me, and helping me learn to slow down. And I think something we can all do as guys is, like you were talking about it earlier, like we want to move too quickly, and we want to get in there and just do things now. We touch too quickly, we try and penetrate too quickly, all the things too quick. That's something I am working on in all aspects of my life, is just slowing down and trying not to rush it. I mean, we do have obviously time constraints, certain things in our lives that require us to get things done in a timely manner, but I think there's always time to take a couple extra breaths here and there, and And you gotta, it's sometimes we forget. We gotta remind ourselves to do that.
We have constraints, and that's our job as on the masculine side, is to artfully work with this being who really doesn't live with constraints, or the constraints don't make sense. I mean, we keep running up against this, like, you know, we were talking earlier about women and their moon cycles, and you know, we I think as a culture, what we've tried to do is, and women have, you know, tried to make themselves fit into a very masculine way of doing stuff. And so that the ups and downs of that moon cycle, which are, depending on what your body is like, can tie you up for a couple of weeks, a month. And so how do we as men, working in the kind of constraints of the system that we've created as a culture, make space for her and her cycles and her flow? What you're talking about in terms of, you know, starting the car in the morning and making the smoothie, those are all, you know, you just see that needs to be done. And that's one of the gifts that we have, is that we just see jobs and we'd like to fix them. So we'll do that. And sometimes that's, in this case, you know, it's really appreciated. Other times, not so much. But also, you know, after you've started the car and made the smoothie for like 5 years, it's not going to have the same effect for her. She's, you know, that was a beautiful thing, but it's not going to be enough. You know, one of my teachers talks about, like, can I touch your shoulder again? So, you know, she might like me to touch her shoulder like that. Like, oh, wow, she really likes that. So then I do that, and it's good for like once or twice. And then after a while, it's like, get your fucking hands off my shoulder. I need some other way for you to show me that you are paying attention, or that you love me or something, which is not to say you shouldn't start the car and make smoothies. It's just that we want the formula.
Absolutely. Show up.
Like, if I touch her in spot A, B, C, then
she's going to do this.
She's going to do this. She'll be happy. Even if we don't want her to fuck us, she's going to be happy. She's going to be like, think I'm the greatest thing, or whatever. Whatever it is that we're looking for. So just always be aware, like, of, and even the kind of practice that, you know, that Peter was doing really well, like, even in that, him showing his heart to Aum San is going to work for a while. Like, he'll figure out something. Oh, if I do this, then I feel my heart, she feels my heart. And then at some point it'll be like, what the fuck? Like, she's not responding that way again. So they are like, they're constantly testing us to be authentic, to not fall into like the thing that worked last time. And I'm going to quibble with you about, you know, yeah, something can be going on with her. There's always something going on with her. There never is not something going on with her. We take 100% responsibility for the relationship by just accepting that she is unreliable in terms of our standards of, like, well, I did this, so then she responds like that. Or she said this, so that means that. It's always like, oh, you know, the wind changed direction and all of a sudden she's angry with me. Well, I can choose to get angry with her. I can choose to make it her fault, or I can just go, oh, something happened. Like, what am I going to do with that? How am I going to hold the space for that? Like, you said it really well. You said it's like you're starting to just see the beauty in everything. So when you start seeing the beauty in her waking up one morning and chewing your ear off, even though you started the car and made the smoothie, and I'm sorry I'm picking on you, but this kind of just using it as an example, but like when you can start seeing that it's all beautiful, it's just sometimes I'm too afraid to, because it's new and it's different. And all she really needs me to do is to do what Peter was doing, exploring, was like, how do I relax into myself? How do I hold the space. Okay, I can't touch her shoulder. Maybe it's only her elbow. Or maybe it's not even her elbow. Maybe today I can't touch her at all. And I just let her touch me when she's ready. Like, it's this it's an art. There's no science to this. It's just, we're playing with this incredibly complex, constantly changing energies in her, but also in ourselves. And so when something happens, like your partner gets sick and is on medication, and all of a sudden everything changes, nothing has changed. It's the same thing. You still have to go like, oh, okay. I am still the man who knows how to hold space for this woman. She's trusted me for 10 minutes, 10 years, 50 years. She actually knows that I'm capable of this, even though I'm scared shitless right now. And like you said, Jason, I just have to slow down. To go back to what you said earlier, I have to like know myself here. I can't remember the words you said, but I have to know myself and trust myself. And as soon as she feels that I'm trusting myself, then she can relax into me, even if she is on medication, even if she's depressed, even if she's just had surgery. But it really, on our side, on the masculine side, it means there's no fair, there's no 50-50. It's all, you know, if she's a feminine identified woman, she's always putting 100% of herself. Even when she's scared, there's still 100% of her energy there. And I have to bring 100% of myself and trust that my patience and my commitment are what help her body to relax and open, however it's going to open, you know, whether it's going to be opening to conversation or opening to me touching her shoulder or opening to her putting her hand in mine or a kiss or having sex, like all that stuff is, it's up to us. How relaxed and confident can we be? And that's really a big part of masculine practice, is just learning to ground ourselves and learn to trust ourselves. I was going to lead a practice here, but and specifically because there was a fellow who was particularly frustrated about having a lot of sexual energy that he didn't feel like there was space for in his relationship. But I'm not hearing that with you guys, so I'm not going to do that practice. We're at the top of the hour here. I'm going to give everybody a chance to have a final word here, and then have the final word to Aum San before I say goodbye. So, Fritjof, do you have anything you want to add?
Not right now. My head is just too full. Thank you.
Thank you
for being here.
Yeah.
Peter?
I just wanted to say I really appreciate this forum. I got a lot of info tonight, a little more clarity. And I just wanted to mention to Aum San, and maybe to you, Hans, there's a very distinct possibility of a de-armoring and energetic orgasm workshop coming up in December, if we can get the venue sorted out with Nathan Marcuzzi facilitating.
Cool.
I'll be through. I got you guys kind of connected a little bit now, so I'll throw it out there as soon as I get this menu confirmed.
Thank you.
I'm in the group.
Did I include you in the group? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sometimes I have moments of clarity on that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that stuff. Jason,
yeah, much love.
I'll just say thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Jan, you haven't said anything. You joined us late. Ryan, you haven't said anything. Either of you want to add a comment here? Or?
Yeah, sorry for being late, but thank you very much. I try to be there more often. I have a pretty busy day these days, but hearing stories from different men does help me, you know, with my own questions. It's nice to hear from other people. Okay. Thank you, Om Song and Hans, for doing this.
Thanks for being here, Jan. Ryan, are you still with us? Do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I am. I'm here. I've been married for 31 years, so it's a long-term relationship, but we've introduced complex PTSI into our relationship about 10 years ago, unfortunately. So there's my wife and myself and my amygdala. So that is our biggest disruptive thing with intimacy.
Right.
Slowing down. I'm in a huge time constraint because it does not take too long before my mind wanders. So I've got lots of work.
So stay in touch. We're going to be talking about this again, and I'm going to be bringing on more panelists to add perspectives and stuff. I mean, it's kind of like one of the principal issues for us as men is sex and love relationships. And slowing down, and the kind of things that you're talking about, you know, so many of us are dealing with some level of trauma, some level of depression, and then we think we're supposed to act a certain or respond a certain way sexually, and there is no way to negotiate that except artfully paying attention to your own body and the attention in the body of your partner, and that requires really slowing down. So Ryan, please, I'll follow up with a message in the next couple of days, and thank you all for being here. Om Song, do you want to close the word?
Thank you for showing up here. Thank you for being open to explore these conversations around how to show up with presence, how to be here for each other. It's such a gift to create a new world in this reality of relating and learning how to support each other in our different perspectives of how we see the world and feel the world.
It is great to have you back. Can I do a little practice with you?
Okay.
I'm going to ask all of you guys. So I'm going to ask Om Song to talk a little bit more about, say for a minute, okay, about something to do with this topic. Okay. Maybe we can have a little bit of and then what I want you guys to do. She's going to be looking at you, but watch how much she moves and how much she looks away. And I want you to practice being there. So if she were to look up at your face, you would be totally attentive to her, even though she's all over the place. So do you want to talk about that a bit? You guys are on, not right now.
About the human, about being in the feminine body and the expression of it.
So you're gonna try to try to focus on that.
So I would love to share with you about being in my body. I need to move and I need to express. It's like bringing this movement into my spine and to like look at you and kind of, you know, like this is me being me and being and just needing to have this like this full authentic blossoming expression. I think that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever you say makes sense, okay?
There's no sense. But I really find for me, I always love to, I live my life in finding the joy in my body and the joy in expression. And so for me, sharing and being here, and it's because I want to open my heart with you. And that is really one of my deepest longings, is to have heart connection. So when I move and I express, it's like, how can I be connected to you through my heart?
Thank you. So that was a great example of the feminine always in motion, always looking away, always moving, and potentially throwing us off. So the extent to which you were able to maintain eye contact with her, even when she was looking away, and maintain the thread of what she was saying, even if she actually maintained something but even if she wasn't maintaining it, you were maintaining it. That's our work. And that's what she depends on. And most women are not as understanding of their flow as Amsong expressed it. But every woman that I've been with and that I've talked to, that somewhere in her, and she wants me in that case, or you or whoever, to just gently hold that space and allow her to flow, allow it for it to be safe. And that to her feels like love. Is that right?
Yeah, to be held in my expression. Whew.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Thanks, Amsong. Thank you guys, all of you, for showing up tonight. We'll be doing this again probably in a month, I think. In the meantime, there'll be a couple of father groups coming up next Wednesday, one in the morning, one in the evening. And then there'll probably be an open mic, men's work, the following Wednesday. If you want to know what's going on, just be in touch with me, okay? Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. Thank you. Have a great night.